And welcome back to EIA Radio. I'm Steve Buss, joined by Jim Gray. We have a special guest in the studio, and it is Peter Maloney. He's the president of Composite Helicopters International. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great. Now, you may tell by the accent that you're not necessarily from Wisconsin, right?
That doesn't sound like a local.
No.
I'm a local New Zealander.
There you go.
Very good.
So how long have you been in the area?
We arrived just over a week ago.
Okay.
Set up the container arrived last Thursday.
Okay.
And it's been a good setup, and it's been a very good show.
Good, good. Is this the first time you're exhibiting here?
No, last year we showed the fuselage as a C-touch feel sit-in.
Okay.
And this year we've brought in some of the dynamic components and video for the flight test.
Great. And what we're talking about is the KC-518 Adventurer,
correct?
Which is the world's first all-composite helicopter.
It's more than just composite. It's okay. Carbon fiber and Kevlar.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And by all, you mean structure, skin, rotor blades, I'm assuming?
Yes, that's correct. It's a frameless fuselage, so it's true monocoque, and composite carbon fiber main rotor blades, and carbon fiber tail rotor blades.
Oh, okay, and turbine power, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Rolls-Royce 250 series engine, anything up to 450 horsepower.
Like C?
Yep, C-18, C-20, C-20R.
Right.
Or some of the military engines.
Okay. I used to sell those engines, so I asked. Very good. And now, what is the anticipated application for that kind of an aircraft?
This aircraft has been designed initially as a kit helicopter.
Oh, really?
And for private use.
Mm-hmm.
Experimental, amateur build. And we have designed the aircraft to comply with Part 27 for future certification.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's, pushing with the Allison 250, or what are they called now? A250.
Rolls-Royce 250.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In my day, they were all Allison 250s. Anyway, with that kind of power, are you looking at this as like a passenger carrying, not so much lifting kind of machine?
Well, we've designed this as a six-seat single-engine turbine. We've also designed a helicopter to be future-proofed.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the change in power plants, we can also vary the internal configuration. Being a composite airframe, we don't have any corrosion issues, and it's designed for spray systems. It's also designed for sling load operations.
Okay.
And one of the primary designs is as a UAV.
Oh, wow. A UAV helicopter. Man.
Very cool.
So much of flying a rotorcraft is that feel. you can feel it when things are doing what you're anticipating doing. And boy, of course, I'm not a model pilot. I'm
right.
You know, but the UAV and a helicopter, man, is kind of crazy, man. Crazy.
So this is, when you said it was a kit design, a lot of people will think of the smaller helicopters, that two or maybe four seat. You said six seat. So this is a substantial aircraft.
It is, but when you actually think about it and you compare your single-seat kit helicopter and your two seats and even the four seats, and then you make a comparison against the certified helicopters, we have the lightest per-seat weight of any helicopter ever manufactured. We also have the least expensive seat production of any helicopter manufactured.
Mm.
So one of our design features is to leverage a very light airframe. Our design objective is not to produce an ultralight helicopter or a very light helicopter, but by leveraging the weight of the fuselage, we can actually design in a lot of redundancy and a 5,000-hour TBO on the major components.
Great.
And now, as a six-seat passenger carrying, potential spraying, potential sling loading, A250-powered helicopter, myself as a former Bell salesman, I'm thinking this seems like an advancement on the 1960s, 70s technology in the Bell 206.
Well,
and this is kind of the next generation, if you will, from that.
It is. This is the future of helicopter manufacturing. If you look at traditional helicopter manufacturing, a lot of the airframes and the techniques have not changed in the last 35 years. Major manufacturers have made subtle changes, cosmetic changes, a few additions and a few appointments in the cabin. But the actual manufacturing process of the helicopter has not changed. And where we've come in is, and during the process of developing our prototype and our design, we've taken half a dozen international patents on the process and the procedures and the manufacturing concept. And as an example, takes two of our guys 5 days to manufacture a fuselage.
Wow.
Incredible.
Now, that is the future of helicopter right. manufacturing.
Yes. We're talking with Peter Maloney, president of Composite Helicopters International. He's come all the way from New Zealand and bringing some very fascinating news about, as you said, Jim, the next generation of helicopters. Now, I understand your design team has quite an interesting background as well.
Yes, no, that's true. I worked on the basic design for the first 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at myself as laying the egg, coming up with the idea and the shape. The helicopter fuselage is actually based around the Great White Shark.
Huh.
It is the most fluid, dynamic, perfect shape. It's been around for millions of years, mm-hmm. never changed. So that was the basic fundamental of the helicopter. And when you compare the helicopter and the knowledge of the Great White, you can see the association. The next step was to bring on composite experts. And our composite experts have their lineage through the America's Cup race yacht design, the Volvo Ocean Races, and the super yachts. So these people are experts within experts, if you like.
Sure.
We also then have transmission engineers. We also have structural engineers, finite element analysis engineers. And Part 27 for certification was the minimum standard. In some cases, our composite structure is 27 times stronger
wow.
than what the certification requirement is.
Amazing.
That's an impressive feat, as it were. Tell me, where does the status of the aircraft lie today? You mentioned that you do have one flying, correct?
That's correct. Prototype is flying.
Where are we at in the certification process then?
Certification is a future objective.
Mm-hmm.
Our initial objective is to establish production,
mm-hmm.
To provide a new... it's literally a completely new market environment and offering to the amateur build and private operator. Probably 50% of the world's helicopters are operated privately.
Hmm.
And it's a mindset. For years and years, we've always perceived kit helicopters to be single seat or two seat. There is absolutely no reason why they can't be six seat, high tech, avionics, turbine engines.
Okay.
It's a very easy kit to build.
That was going to be my next question. Is this is a kit? So tell me about what I would expect if I were to say I want that. I'm gonna go build that. Is that compared to other kit built aircraft out there? Is this an exceedingly difficult build, or is there any special knowledge required? Or
no, the documentation that's provided and the instructions as to how to complete the kit are straightforward. Because the fuselage section is manufactured in a complete piece, the remaining parts that go into the fuselage are more of fit and form. There are no special tools required. Standard handyman's toolbox is sufficient. There are instructions to make work aids. Work aids can be made of timber.
Mm-hmm. So very, very much like some of the fixed-wing manufacturers have been doing, is trying to make their products easy for the average builder, or even someone first entering the home building movement. And that sounds like you're aiming that same direction, to make it easy, to eliminate some of the barriers of having to have special tooling or jigs, things like that. So someone can remove those barriers from the building process and get at the build and complete the helicopter in a much sooner manner than they would otherwise.
Yes, no, that's correct. By making the helicopter as an easy build for an amateur builder, we're also not losing sight of the fact that our objective is production,
right.
Our objective is certification, and therefore the smoother and more efficient we can develop the design of the prototype and also the kits, it means that we'll be able to turn aircraft out a lot quicker and, most importantly, offer the owner value for money.
Right.
Speaking of money, so now I want to go out and build one of these awesome new composite aircraft. What is the entry into such things?
Okay, the basic kit starts at $335,000 US. If you were to assemble the aircraft to the same specification as our prototype, which is dual EFIS, we have six seats. The turbine engine that we installed is the Rolls-Royce 250 T63-700, which is the military equivalent mm-hmm. of the C-18, 320 horsepower, and a reasonable standard of leather interior and paint. you're looking at getting the aircraft finished for around $395.
Wow. Okay.
There is a quick kit option, which takes it to $425.
That it just dawned on me, if this is going to be experimental class, you can use those T-63 engines, which are widely available at not a lot of price. I sold a ton of those. So.
Well, yeah, as an example, we got a zero-time T-63 in the box from a U.S. overhaul agency. We paid $35,000,
right.
Plus we got tack jennies and exhaust stacks and a starter motor and so on.
A jet ranger.
Yes. Oh my. Peter Maloney, president of Composite Helicopters International. They have the KC-518 Adventurer. Oh, okay.
Combination of adventure and touring.
Good.
Nice.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today. And you're listening to EIA Radio.